at 6:06. It is clear and 58 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 84. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A Bartlesville teenager is found guilty of plotting to shoot classmates and to bomb the school campus. Marshall Stewart this morning has our story.
It didn't take the jury long to find 19-year-old Sammy Chavez guilty of planning or threatening a violent act. He was found not guilty of conspiring, another charge related to the alleged plot. The trial started Monday, and the jury returned with a verdict yesterday afternoon. Jurors recommended a 30-month sentence. Prosecutors say Chavez planned to lure students into the Bartlesville High Auditorium, chain the doors, and open fire. They also claim he was going to leave bombs at school entrances to kill responding police officers. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
4-year-old Veronica is back with her adoptive parents in South Carolina, at least for now. The girl's dad, Dustin Brown, is a member of the Cherokee tribe, and the nation's attorney general, Todd Hembree, says options are still being explored.
There are a myriad of options, you know, that are viable, that we're exploring each one of them. I can't go into, exactly what we're doing there, but and because one that has not yet been determined.
Hembree says the tribe maintains leaving Veronica with her biological father and stepmother is in the best interest of the girl. Ground is broken for a new shopping complex on the far south side of Broken Arrow. It will be near 145th East Avenue and the Creek Turnpike. It'll be called The Shops at Aspen Creek. Broken Arrow Mayor Craig Thurman is expecting great things.
This south side of Broken Arrow will be the retail destination for the area. We're going to probably have more retail here than what Tulsa Hills has. And so this is going to really attract a lot.
The complex will be anchored by the upscale Warren Theaters. The grand opening for that theater is expected late next year. We'll have more in our in-depth segment coming up at 7:35 this morning. An assistant police chief says 8 prisoners who escaped in western Oklahoma kicked out a partition in their transport van and drove off after the guards left the keys in the ignition. The guard stopped in Weatherford after at least one of the inmates fell ill. While the guards were in the hospital, the remaining inmates drove away, triggering a search by dogs and a helicopter. 6 inmates were quickly recovered. The last 2 were captured a couple of hours after that. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation says it is closer than ever before to getting passenger rail between Tulsa and Oklahoma City. That's according to the new rail division leader, Craig Moody, who takes the helm after it has been vacant for almost a year. The 26-year agency veteran says people critical of progress in a Tulsa to Oklahoma City line need to be patient. The agency is working on a comprehensive study, including a look at whether using existing track is the best option.
We've never done a complete environmental assessment or a cost-benefit analysis on ridership, and everything's on the table right now.
Public meetings on the passenger rail line have ended, but ODOT is still accepting comments. For the second time in a week, a Tulsa public school bus is involved in a traffic crash. The latest was yesterday at Pine and North Zunas. Tulsa Police Officer Brian Paul investigated the crash.
Cadillac was headed eastbound. I decided to make a left turn into the private parking lot on the north side of the road. Tulsa public school bus headed westbound, far right lane, struck the car as it went across.
3 students were on the bus. No one was hurt. The driver was not cited. Our weather forecast, sunny and nice today, 84 for a high, clear and mild tonight, 61 for an overnight low. Right now, it is fair and 58. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.